It's 819, Radio 720, WGN.
Hey, Chicago, how do you feel about Bob Collins on WGN Radio?
For Bob Collins, it is Polika Los Anthropos.
Bob Collins?
I appreciate that.
Yes, line for him.
Roberto Collins, with su empresa todo el tiempo.
Bob Collins?
Bob Collins? He keeps me company.
Once again, the annual question, if it's 0 degrees, and it's going to be twice as cold tonight, what's it going to be?
Zero squared.
Call Bob Collins and see why the talk of the block is the talk of the town. WGN Radio 720.
Couple of clips from the old days. Zorian Samuelson joins us on our annual toast to Bob Collins Day.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Doing well, thank you. It's about the same weather in the desert here in Scottsdale, Arizona. 59 degrees, and we've had rain much of the night.
Let's talk about your old friend Bob Collins. You first met him when?
Oh, golly. I probably met him back in the late 70s and met him after I first heard him, and I thought WGN would come to an end with this cackling, giggling guy who...
Southern redneck goofball.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hardly talked to him for the first 4 months because I thought it was the end of the station. And when he left us, I'd say he and I were about the closest friends that anybody could be. So I remember him well on this day. I remember the events of this day. I remember the shock of all of us at WGN, but also in the WGN family, because he truly was a friend. But that was 17 years ago today.
Can you believe that?
No, I can't. Time flies.
Yeah, it really is incredible. And... well, you know, as you go forward, the tradition becomes, to my mind, more important because we honor the past around here. And
yes, we do.
It's important that we do that. And for everybody that grew up on this radio station, you know, I've always said, I just rent this chair. You know,
I think all of us do, really. Some of us shorter, some of us longer than others. But, yeah,
for,
I think we just rent it.
Yeah, for Wally and Bob and obviously Spike.
Yes.
I've said this a million times, but I think what Spike Odell did on that day
was unbelievable.
Is one of the most amazing pieces of broadcasting I've ever seen. Where
yes.
It was, we were aware that it was his plane, and
yes.
Spike went on the air because we hadn't been able to find Christine at that point and family members, and did a show. I still don't know how he did that.
I don't either, and he did it very well. And, of course, all of us on the staff, you know, were in shock. We couldn't believe it had happened, and the audience couldn't believe that it happened. A mid-air collision that put Bob's plane on top of the hospital in Waukegan. The other plane piloted by a United Airlines stewardess, who I think was a student pilot at the time. And then Bob had a friend in the cockpit with him, and, of course, the minute the collision occurred, it was the end for both airplanes. The other plane was a four-seat Cessna 172 that crashed into a street near the hospital. And then Bob, who, you know, loved airplanes, as a matter of fact, had ordered a new airplane before it was even finished being designed and built. And he was flying what's called a Zlin, Z-L-I-N, and it was over in a minute.
You know, I've said this many times. I barely knew Bob. I just knew he was a guy that was kicking my butt every day, you know, as I worked on other stations in town. And one of the strangest things I've ever done in this business, but I think it's one of the most important, and I think it's a tribute to this place, a testament to this place, is when we broadcast Bob's funeral, because it was literally a state funeral. In limited space, only a certain amount of people could get in to pay their respects. And it was such a tragic ending.
Yes.
But to have people be able to listen to that service was a really important thing to have happen. But, you know, you guys knew him. I didn't. Anybody jump in? Anybody got a Bob Collins thing you want to talk
about? I think the day I met you, Steve, was the day of Bob's funeral because you were on
the air
during the funeral.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was the only time our paths had crossed. But what I remember when Big O was describing the events that led to Bob's death on the 8th of February 2000 was that morning when Orion came in to do his business report at would have been at 8:40 because the show ended at 9 o'clock. And I'll never forget this, Big O, Bob saying to you during a break, well, this is a good day to go fly an airplane.
Wow.
And he
yes,
invited
he
you to go with him. Didn't invite me, but which was okay. But I remember you saying you had something else going and couldn't go.
Well, of course, we did. We were doing a full hour at noon, and I said, Bob, you know better than to invite me, and because I'm on the air at noon today. I can't fly around with you as much as I would like to. But, I remember it well. And, of course, the minute I heard the tail number on the airplane, I knew it was Uncle Bobby. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know who ultimately flew with him, but it was a friend of his who flew with him. And of course, they both perished on the roof of the hospital, and the student pilot crashed in the street not too many blocks away. It was a wintry, hazy kind of a day. The sun was shining. And the other problem, and I really felt for the controller at the Waukegan Airport, because all he had was a radio and a pair of binoculars. And the approach was flying to land, which Bob was doing. Both planes were circling to land, and the approach was into the southwest, and the low winter sun was beginning to take its vision toll that made it tough for planes to see each other, and that was it.
Orion, we're about to do a toast with Jack Daniels. Give us a little bit of the background on why the Jack.
Well, when they went through his desk at WGN Radio and emptied it out, they found half a bottle of Jack Daniels in one of the drawers.
Surprise.
So we pulled that out, and we have kept it ever since. It's probably, well, there may be a drop or two of the original Jack Daniels, but we've had to, either Dave or I have gone out and filled it up about every other year because the rest of us are big drinkers of Jack Daniels.
Right.
And so that's why it was the last thing we found in his desk at WGN after we had to clean it out. I have so many memories. One of the memories was that we were ultimately going to retire and sit on the front stoop here in the desert and watch the desert go by. But Bob loved speed. He loved motorcycles. He loved airplanes. He loved fast cars. And the only time I ever heard Bob say, slow down, with a few swear words, he always wanted to go to China, and he knew that I had made several trips to China, and so he said, I'm only going to go with you, who have been there, and you know it. So anyway, we went to China together, and Chris and Gloria and I and Bob were taking a van driven by a Chinese driver to see the Great Wall. It's the only time I've never, ever heard Bob say, GD it, slow down, or you're dead.
That's
great.
Did the driver speak English, or did he just understand the attitude?
He spoke a little bit of English. He understood enough, so he did slow down, because
that's funny.
It's as forceful as I've ever heard Bob say, slow down.
And I remember from that trip, he brought us back some beautiful gifts. I don't know if you remember, Dave. I got a silk jewelry bag that
Really?
I still have to this day.
Wow.
I treasure that bag.
That's very
it's
nice.
Awesome. It's so cool.
And you worked with him on the morning show,
about
right?
2 years.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
I did.
Was he tough?
As I've said many times, he had a talent that I've never seen any of us in the broadcast industry have as well as he did, and that was going from pure clown to talking gun control or human trafficking or whatever, and do it in 5 seconds and never lose any credibility. He
right.
He just went from absolute nonsense to something very serious, and never lost any of his credibility.
So. All right, well, it's time for you to lead us in this, unless anybody has anything else to add. And then we're going to play something for you that our friend Mr. Duffy put together called 100 Years, which is something Bob did on the air
right.
Back in the day.
That morning he did it on
yeah.
the air.
What would you like to say?
Well, I would simply like to say he taught us all a great deal about this business of broadcasting. He made it fun. And what's probably the most important of all, he was loved by the listeners. I never heard anybody say anything bad about Uncle Bobby. So I will only say the very best to Bob and his memory.
And oh, by the way, I didn't ask you before you do cheers. Christine's well?
Yes. Last time we talked to her, which has been a while because she's keeping busy. But, yeah, she's doing well.
All right. Please pass along our best. Now, if you would give us that cheers.
Okay. Cheers to cheers. Uncle Bobby.
Let's
cheers.
Clink our plastic together, cheers. Symbolically and otherwise.
Pretty good here in the desert, I'll tell you.
You know what they say. That'll put hair on your back.
Oh. Yep.
Oh, wow.
All right. Thank you for that, and we will talk to you later.